welcome to today's podcast. This is Pastor Brad Bailey from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. You are listening to the New Testament Baptist Podcast, a podcast that is dedicated to discussing the issues of the New Testament Baptist Confession, which is posted online. You can take advantage of it today at newtestamentbaptist.com. All lowercase letters with no spaces. New Testament Baptists with an S.com. And you can see both this New Testament Baptist Confession and a host of other articles that are available there, which is a site that is dedicated primarily to the discussion of issues that are going on among independent fundamental Baptists. And just a little bit of background, I myself, for many, many years, was an independent fundamental Baptist, and I took advantage of so many of the issues that existed there myself until there was an enlightening, until there was an awakening in my life, which came through consistent study of Scripture. And that led to a group of us who wanted to develop the document known as the New Testament Baptist Confession. And so today we're just going to begin introducing the document, and I want to do that by reading the opening paragraph. When you visit the website, you'll notice that the New Testament Baptist Confession is about 10,000 words, and hopefully during this podcast we'll be able to look at each paragraph, or in some cases, issue by issue. But let me read the opening paragraph of the New Testament Baptist Confession first to introduce the need of the confession. It says, "In accordance with God's Holy Spirit, we do hereby declare our allegiance and devotion to God's holy word and proclaim our intention to abide by the dictates of the Bible and preserve its doctrines for coming generations and all the world's benefit. We furthermore believe that the New Testament Baptist Church is the vehicle by which God expects his word to be disseminated throughout the nations." And the scripture citation is Acts chapter 1, verse number 8. So several years ago, this burden began to arise in my heart, and I became alarmed at some of the behavior, some of the excesses, some of the problems that exist among independent fundamental Baptists that were not being addressed in an effective way. There were preachers here and yonder who would, from time to time, address issues and speak out on issues. Most of the time, they were just kind of put right into the third row and treated poorly. And in some cases, their arguments were rather shrill and hard to follow. But the more I began to look into the issues that exist among independent fundamental Baptists, the more I began to see that there is a great need that exists in this sect, S-E-C-T, in this sect of people, for an eye-opening document that really calls to our attention exactly what the Bible says about some of the issues that exist among independent fundamental Baptists. I began to study and look at the London Baptist Confession, the Philadelphia Baptist Confession, and others. And what I discovered is that in every season in which a Baptist confession has been produced, it was produced in the absence of monolithic doctrinal cohesion. What I mean by that is, there was not in those days a clearly stated position. And because there was no clearly stated position, it was sort of like the days of the judges. Every man did that which was right in his own eyes. And I think that's one of the greatest needs that exists among independent fundamental Baptists, is that they're going in 1,000 different directions. If you begin to analyze the movement, what you'll discover is that there is no cohesive body of doctrine that controls independent fundamental Baptist teaching. Every person, because of their independence, they have the self-proclaimed right to have their own private interpretation of Scripture. And oftentimes those interpretations are anti-biblical. Oftentimes those interpretations are, in fact, contrary to what the Bible actually teaches. And so that's why this opening paragraph is very important. In accordance with God's Holy Spirit, we do hereby declare our allegiance and devotion to God's holy word and proclaim our intention to abide by the dictates of the Bible and preserve its doctrines for coming generations and all the world's benefit. That single opening sentence says almost everything that you need to know about, generally, about the New Testament Baptist Confession. It is our submission that the world of Baptists today is suffering because, especially fundamental Baptists, are suffering because there is no allegiance and there seems to be no devotion to the core teachings of Scripture. Much of what is being discussed among fundamental Baptists is peripheral. It is out on the fringes. It is way out, in some cases, in left field. I was discussing just the other day with a pastor friend of mine, and we were having to laugh to keep from crying, as it were, because there are so many fundamental Baptist churches that are preaching things that are absolutely in conflict with God's Word. And so it is our belief, it is our contention, that there has to be a clearly stated body of doctrine that are the core fundamentals. Independent fundamental Baptists claim to be both independent and fundamental, but I would contend that they are neither. In most cases, now there are some great independent fundamental Baptist churches. I don't want to lump everybody together into one group. But in most cases, among independent fundamental Baptists, their strengths are what have become their weaknesses. Because they're independent and because they are fundamental, they are disintegrating literally from the inside out. And what I am observing is that their independence does not give the opportunity for doctrinal scrutiny. In other words, the church across town cannot be scrutinized doctrinally because of their independence. And the only stand that they have is fellowship. We just choose not to fellowship with a church that goes left, but yet they stay under the same banner, independent fundamental Baptists. And so there are independent fundamental Baptists who are mid-trib, post-trib rapturists. There are independent fundamental Baptists who are Calvinists. There are fundamental Baptists who are Arminian. Really, a broad plethora of doctrinal variety can be experienced in independent fundamental Baptist churches, and I find that to be incredibly, incredibly dangerous, especially when you understand the lack of discernment that exists in that kind of an arrangement. So the statement continues, the New Testament Baptist Confession continues, "We furthermore believe that the New Testament Baptist Church is the vehicle by which God expects His Word to be disseminated throughout the nations. It is our belief in the New Testament Baptist Church that God has given to us the responsibility of getting His Word into the hands of those who need it most." And here again is where I believe that fundamental Baptists have failed, is because they have become an ineffective vehicle for delivering the Word of God. The simple truths of God's Word have been lost on the rocks of independent fundamental Baptists. So we hope that you'll come back with us time after time as we look at this New Testament Baptist Confession together. There will also be mixed into these podcasts some scripture discussions and some different things to help us to get a firm grasp on where we need to stand on issues. The website, newtestamentbaptists.com, is not only the confession, but there are also there's a youth truth section there. There is also other articles from other contributors who are helping us to bring clarity to this issue, to the issues, not just one, but many of the issues that exist among fundamental Baptists. So visit us today, newtestamentbaptists.com. We'll have these recordings and others posted there as well, so take advantage of as much as you like. Again, the website, newtestamentbaptists.com. Join us again next time as we change society by cherishing Scripture.